I know we say all the time, you know, whenever you see us out, say, hey, you know, we love to meet listeners. We love to talk to you, see, you know, what you're doing, how long you've been listening, you know. I mean, that's really cool to be able to meet listeners.
Yeah, it happened to me over the weekend. Somebody was at the grocery store and was just like, Kelly Kay. And I'm like, hey. It was just kind of like that in passing.
Yeah.
It could be that. We can chat for a while, whatever. We like it.
Yeah. So, Brian, listener, I met him and he was like, you know, kind of the same thing as your experience. He was like, hey, are you Ben? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, hey. He was like, oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. And kind of going on and on and on and on. And I was like, oh, that is so great. That is so great. And it was in the men's restroom.
And I was going
into a stall while he was washing up at the sink.
Oh, no, no.
And so he and I are exchanging these pleasantries, and he's talking about the show and how funny and everything. And he
knows what you're about to do because you're going in a stall. In a men's room, there are two places you can go.
And I don't know which one of one. I don't know which would have been worse because
I don't know.
At least the stall, I get to close the door.
And, right.
But like, you know, he's talking. He's like, hey, you know, you guys are funny. So, you know, and I love listening to you. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm like, what's your name? He's like, Brian. I'm like, oh, Brian, I appreciate, you know, you saying that.
Did he shake hands or because he's washing, right?
He is washing. So, no, didn't shake hands.
Okay.
But then it's that awkward, okay, it was good meeting you. And then shutting the door to the stall.
God.
And then I consciously thought to myself,
I have to wait until he leaves.
Yes.
I gotta wait.
I can't do anything until Brian, our new listener friend, has exited the bathroom.
And then what if he's got a few more things he wants to say?
I know.
Is he waiting for you?
Well, fortunately, that awkwardness didn't happen. He just finished washing his hands and he left.
That's great. That's
but yeah, I mean,
oh, that's great.
I mean, I love to meet listeners. I mean, Kelly loves to meet listeners. I mean, you know, I know your famous story of your gynecologist kind of figuring out that you were you and going, hey, you know, wow, Kelly Kay. And you're like, yeah.
It was a couple of gynecologists ago, but yes.
Yes,
that
right.
has happened. And also, we even made a promo about it. I ran into somebody in the bathroom at Norton Children's Hospital.
Right, exactly. So
exchange pleasantries. So yeah, I mean, and I'm sure when you walked in initially, the panic sets in that, oh, I'm not alone.
Well, yeah,
because
I mean,
when you go in and you're going to stall land.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You just kind of want your privacy, whatever.
Yeah,
but
you're hoping no one's in there.
Yeah, he caught me right as I was opening the door and he was like, Ben. I'm like, oh, hey.
And was your body telling you stop talking because we came in here for a reason?
I mean, everything just kind of ceased.
Clenched up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I was good. But yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Anyways, thank you, Brian. It was lovely meeting you. I appreciate
our,
the conversation.
Our point is, no matter where you find us.
Right? No matter where you find us.
We're
we'll
open.
Chat.
To pleasantries.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.